Hello and welcome to the Faculty Interview, covering the latest breakthroughs, research news and insight, delivered by the world's leading academic and industry figures. In this interview, Laura DeSimone discusses teacher implementation of college and career readiness standards.
Well, the Institute for Education Sciences, that's part of the U.S. Department of Education, put out a call to the field to respond, to create a proposal that would help us understand how college and career-ready standards were being implemented, if they were being successful, what teachers and other educators needed to support them in these efforts. So we put together a team because many of us on the project, this is an inter-institution collaborative effort. Many of us have been studying the implementation of standards, teacher support, teacher learning for years, and this was a great opportunity to take advantage of new content standards that were being introduced across the country and really make a contribution to understanding how we can best support teachers and other educators in trying to improve instruction for children. It's a concurrent mixed method study. We have four different lines of work. One is focused on measurement and perfecting our measurement instruments for measuring teachers' aligned instruction. A second line of work are implementation studies, and those include state representative surveys and interviews with teachers, district officials, and state officials, as well as classroom observations and focus groups. And a third component of the study is a longitudinal data analysis of national data sets to track the use of standards and student achievement over time. And the fourth component is a randomized control trial of an intervention that we developed to support teachers in fostering aligned instruction. And we hypothesized that the stronger each of those elements are, the better implementation will be. And teachers in our state representative surveys in Texas, Ohio, and Kentucky, those are the states for which we have data now, the results showed that the policy attributes were moderately high, though there's plenty of room for improvement. And one of the key findings was respondent differences by group, in that math teachers rated their policy system as significantly more authoritative but less consistent than English language arts teachers, and special education teachers rated their environment as more consistent than math teachers but less authoritative than English language teachers. And this is to say, separate from the nuances of what those might mean, that teachers, depending on the students they teach, are experiencing their policy environment very differently. And that's something important to keep in mind when we are developing policy. So I think those are some of the key findings about how the attributes, the specificity, the detail of the policy, the authority, the buy-in, the consistency, how consistent and systematic the policy is, and then power is the rewards and sanctions, and stability is how stable it is over time. So I'll stop there. There's a lot of nuances to the findings, but I think the general overarching themes are, one, they're pretty moderately high. There's a lot of talk about how resistant teachers are to the standards movement, but we did not find that in our study. And second, the differences among teachers of different students, I think, is quite notable. So the one policy attribute we found that was predictive of teachers using more standard-emphasized instruction is authority. When teachers think the standards are appropriate and rigorous and flexible to their and their students' needs, they are much more likely to implement them. So authority was the key policy variable that predicted aligned instruction. We talked to over 100 educators over a four-year period and had over 1,000 respondents to our teacher, principal, and district survey, and we've carefully analyzed that data. And we've identified a set of themes. One is we've noted a tension between autonomy and guidance. In this round of standards-based reform in the U.S., We have tried to allow the unit of the district to be more autonomous in deciding the kind of guidance to provide for teachers, the curriculum to provide. And while this is appreciated, it also places quite a burden on districts for coming up with the resources that are necessary, the excellent professional learning for teachers. And so this tension between having the autonomy but having limited resources and capacity is a theme that we've identified. Another is that districts are struggling with the interaction of specificity and consistency, and that is trying to have a systematic approach to supporting teachers and for teachers implementing the standards, while at the same time not being too specific in terms of telling teachers what to do. So again, that's a trade-off between allowing schools to have some autonomy in their specificity in terms of exactly what to do and when to do it, but then the variation across schools in a district is sometimes problematic. Another major trend we found is that professional learning is a key mechanism that districts are using across the country to support teachers and guide them and build the authority for the standards, and they've had some success with that. And that there's a move toward what we call softer rewards and incentives. In the No Child Left Behind era, a decade or so ago, there was a lot of emphasis on evaluating teachers and identifying schools that weren't doing well. And this round is much more focused on providing resources and support when they feel there's a need rather than punitive actions. We also, the randomized control trial part of our study showed that our support did improve teachers' instruction in math, but not in English language arts. And I think the implementation findings taken together with our intervention findings have basically identified that teachers are, on the whole, moving in the direction of trying to implement the standards. Our survey data, I didn't mention this earlier, but one of the key findings, that teachers appreciate the aligned curricula and web-based tools that are being provided to them, and they want more of them. And another key theme is that there's a movement towards bringing together teachers of English language learners, special education students, and general education students so that those teachers can learn together to best support the students in their classroom. This was one of our major findings. Because typically one of the challenges in U.S. classrooms are meeting the needs of different kinds of students. We rely on the classroom teacher to be an expert in special education and English language learning, high achievers, low achievers. And so this has been taken head on in some of the districts across the country, and that's an important finding, I think. So to me, I'm optimistic that while we found tensions and capacity issues in the system, we've also found many examples of innovative resources and supports that districts and schools are developing to support their teachers to improve instruction.